students everywhere are enjoying their Sundays after successfully completing Mother's Day in less than 20 minutes this morning. Dads were able to wrap up breakfast in bed by 9:18 a.m., giving them plenty of time to mill about the garage for the rest of the afternoon. While children who spent a minute and a half this morning hugging their mothers are currently out playing street hockey. And after completely fulfilling their Mother's Day obligations with a store-bought card, teens are now free to leave and spend the day with their friends. The moms, who were quickly and efficiently lavished with cards, flowers, assurances of love, and 7 full minutes of family togetherness, praised the competency with which the holiday was carried out.
Oh, it was great. Charles and the kids made me feel completely appreciated, but they ended the holiday before I even got out of bed. Guess I'll go water the plants now.
But before the day-long celebration concluded early this morning, moms had their own job to do, making a brief, obligatory phone call to their own mothers. Coming up next, the NRA unveils their new plan to send guns to school while locking children into protective safes.
You're so fat they have to jack you up to take off your shoes.
Yeah, well, you're so skinny your eyes are in single file.
Well, you're so ugly your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
Hold it, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We're gonna stay here all night if we have to, so let's get started.
Can I go and this starts to suck?
My mother's mother's personal library had over 1,000 books, and her bedroom closet was cluttered with guns. And she helped raise her first grandson with a switch and a message. Her patience was not to be tested. A nurse who taught 2 languages and expected her progeny to excel. Quick to tell you, tough titty, raised 4 children by moving back and forth between southern and northern cities, told my mother, no way. Yeah, you and that baby can move in, but ain't no grown man moving into my house on no day. No pity. The bosom was warm, but the gangster was gritty. Pretty girl, piano player, singer, matriarch, cared for her parents for years while secretly dying of cancer, but still never let anything tear her family apart. My grandmother, Eula English, was my heart. My mother's mother's mother was a school teacher. A black woman with a college degree in the 1930s and 40s, long before these underachievers came up with excuses, would do whatever she had to do to make sure her descendants didn't end up shiftless and useless, use candy to motivate the children in the neighborhood to study the Bible because she believed that that was where the truth is. Ruthless when disrespected, connected nouns and verbs to put your self-concept in check, could be expected to rip your ego apart. Named after a city in Texas, my great-grandmother, Galveston McNeil, was my heart. My mother's 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 mother was a rider, type to show up inside her son-in-law's living room and just take over, tell him, look, I'm like a general and I raised my daughter to only roll with soldiers. Born in 1882, transcended 3 years before my start, famous for lighting cigarettes and putting men in their places, my great-great-grandmother Sarah Gist was my heart. My father's mother was a social worker, a black woman with a college degree in the 1950s who bought a house for her siblings and her parents and raised her children to either get educated or get busy. Told her husband, look, if I'm going on a vacation, you could best believe my grandson is always coming with me. Comprehended. Told my mother, if anybody steps to my grandchild and gets knocked out, never punish him if he gets suspended. Just ask him how it'd start. My paternal grandmother, Flora Acey, was my heart. And my mother is a black nationalist with a master's degree in mathematics who's been programming computers since before they had keyboards. I'm talking punch cards. And didn't care about my roughhousing in the street, but if I ever disrespected her, I got punched hard. And then hit with switches till I blacked out like them computer glitches. And if I came home with B's, she would make me study more to ensure I get the picture. Like tons of megapixels, she developed me to be sharp. Still my favorite person in the world, my mother, Jacqueline Acey, is my heart. I'm a father to my son, and I've been one since the beginning. But every advantage I've ever given him has been the product of 5 women.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years, rocking my peers, putting suckers in fear, making the tears rain down like a monsoon.
Listen to the
explosion.
price. I'm gonna knock you out.
Mama said,
Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Just getting warm. Just like Muhammad Ali, they called him Cassius. Watch me bash this beat like a skull. Don't you know I got beef with? Why don't you rip with me, the maniac psycho? Cause when I pull out my jammy, get ready cause it might go blow. How do you like me now? The Reverend will not allow you to get with Mr. Smith. Don't risk. Listen to my gear shipping blasting. I last in colors like chaff, so you could say I'm chaffing.
Everybody tells me to be more thoughtful. Well, I'd like to be more thoughtful. If I only knew what it meant.
Just don't run. That's it.
as in don't run from the police. And to drive the point home, the Atlanta Citizen Review Board will soon have this message on citywide billboards. The green dots on this map mark the spots where the billboards will be placed, many on the southwest and east sides of the city.
We're hoping to reach young males. We're hoping to reach young black males. We're hoping to just reach the general population.
But it doesn't stop at billboards. This planned newspaper ad goes even deeper. If your palms sweat as you think of past bad acts, it reads, "Don't run." Pulled over while driving without license or insurance, don't run. Even this coloring book, driving home the point at a younger age.
It's necessary.
We wondered how these ads would be received, so we showed the message to people at the Vine City MARTA station.
For most of all, for the young people to see and understand what's going on.
It's something that we already know. You know, for them to put it up on a billboard, it's not necessary.
It's certainly about saving lives. You don't have to run about the situation. You don't have to fight with the officer about the situation. Call us, we'll look into it, we'll investigate it, and we'll make sure that your rights are protected.
Why should I worry about being thoughtful? What'll it get me? In this world, it's every man for himself.
Yes, this is the victim right here that you have just been talking about on the stretcher going into the ambulance. The young African-American man that you're talking about who was shot. Here's more tape now coming into Fox of what has happened now just moments ago, about 8 to 10 minutes ago in Baltimore. As Mike was describing, apparently this young man, we don't know what happened before, but he was running away and an officer shot him, and now he is going into the ambulance. So Mike, let me bring you back in here for a minute. What were you saying about the revolver?
Well, what I said, clearly saw a revolver on the sidewalk, and there was an officer standing over the revolver to prevent the crime scene from getting contaminated, if you will. It's common speak to prevent anybody from messing with it. That revolver was lying on the ground. He sort of stood guard over it as more officers arrived here on the scene. And now we see a big presence of police that is arriving here. And if you can hear in the background, you've got someone now shouting at the police officers, and you've got a lot of the emotion pouring right back into the intersection of northern Pennsylvania.
Okay, so Mike, you just happened to be in this area because this is the area in which a lot of the drama played out last week as well?
Correct. And I was getting ready to do live shots for my shift, which was coming up later on in the evening. And he ran, I give it about 40 feet away from our vehicle while I was sitting in the car scribbling out my notes for the next live shot. And he ran right in front of us. I never saw the individual turn and do anything I would consider an aggressive act. But we did see the officer draw his weapon, and I counted one gunshot.
And folk tongue. Oh, who's that? Hey, maybe it's the government up today. Oh, people, the big miss a man. You think the old world, you have a ball of animal seed. Oh, the corrupt official, pointing, he be the man in the middle of default. Cause I'm a road for cooking Columbus and a problem. Doesn't mean I ain't gonna fight now. Just because I don't, I got a gun. The lyrical will save me in the lay down. This guitar is my cannon, just like Martin and Muhammad. I'm gonna love, I'm gonna overcome. And maybe it's E, but all of the above. But I don't wanna be one way, going down the one way. We're wrong way, going down the one way. We're wrong way, going down the one way. We're gonna turn it all around, gonna back it on. Wrong way, going down the one way. We're wrong way, going down the one way. We're wrong way, going down the one way. We're gonna
turn it all around, gonna make it on.
How do you go about being thoughtful? What do? Every time I try, I only make things worse.
We're live on television right now. I have an officer saying that no one was shot.
Nobody was shot.
How are you sure about that?
Because we have no shooting victim right now.
So there's no gunshot wounds?
There's no gunshot wounds reported at this time, no.
Okay. Why do witnesses say there was a gunshot wound?
I think it was just a misperception in the community that stemmed out. So, and we will have our PIO piece, talk to you guys and brief you in 1 second. I just want to make sure the community understands because they're upset that nobody was shot.
Okay? Are you worried about how big this crowd's getting?
Stop it.
No, we're not. We're fine.
I didn't mean
right
for that to be on TV. Right. Sorry. I just mean, come on back to set now. It sounds to me like what's happened is... what's happened is we screwed up, what it sounds like. I can tell you one thing, Mike Tobin would never, I've been through this. Mike Tobin thought he saw somebody get shot, and there was a gun, and there was a patient on a stretcher, and there was a woman who said she saw the cops gun him down, and there's going to be violence and all the rest of that. And what we have is nothing. And the truth is, according to police, there is no gunshot victim. The person who fell in the street there is being taken to hospital because the person, I assume, went down on the street after dropping the weapon. And a bunch of people who were trained at this sort of thing saw it, and it wasn't real. And now something has been created there that is wrong and unnecessary.
Who they say we should follow, but we can follow men if the hearts are hollowing. Yes, I can run respect a puppet regime that we do not look straight up, straight up, straight up like Pinocchio. And every time the lime and the fire just goes, so it's time to be part of the solution. Raise your fist to be believing revolution. Doesn't mean I ain't gonna bow down just because I got a gun. The lyrical's heavy in the lead, and this guitar is my cannon. Like Martin and Muhammad, I'm gonna love, I'm gonna overcome. And maybe it's E for all of the other, but I don't wanna be living in a pantomime, living in a fantasy. Oh, I don't wanna be, don't wanna be, I don't wanna be, don't wanna be, no. Living in a pantomime, living in a fantasy. Oh, I don't wanna be, don't wanna be, I don't wanna be, don't wanna be, no.
Is there some particular method of being thoughtful that works every time?
Yes, everywhere you go, people talk about thoughtfulness. Well, just what does thoughtfulness mean? How does it fit into your everyday life?
We were wrong. Our people on scene were wrong. Theirs was an error that was honest and straightforward. And our duty as journalists is not to make mistakes. And when we make mistakes, we are duty-bound to correct them immediately and as clearly as possible. So I'm now in correction mode, and we apparently were wrong. Unless there's new information that comes forward, all the information now points to there was a guy running down the street. Guy had a gun, according to police. Gun fell in the street. Gun went off. Guy was taken into custody. He complained that he was injured or something. They put him in an ambulance. And out of an abundance of caution, the police are now telling us, they took him to the hospital. Nobody has been shot. No police officer has pulled the trigger. And on behalf of Mike Tobin and the rest of our crew there and the rest of us at Fox News, I am very sorry for the error and glad we were able to correct it quickly. The news continues after this.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
We're listening to the sound of plants communicating.
Back in the 70s, there was a lot of research about plant consciousness, and some of this was had to do with the fact that plants reacted to signals that were coming from other plants, and these could be detected very much like the sensors we have here. In fact, Clive Baxter was a man who had a lie detector equipment, wired plants up, found that one plant that wasn't wired up would react to harm that the plant that was hooked up and vice versa. So you had this plant symbiosis of signals, something like some field phenomena happening between plants. He even went so far as to hook up shrimp that were on a timer, and at a certain point the shrimp would fall into scalding water, and the scalding water, they would die immediately, and the plant on the electroencephalogram would go, wah! You know, just the signal would go crazy. It would be screaming, essentially, feeling the demise of the shrimp. I'm thinking that it's possible that by running these signals through audio processors, sophisticated ones, that we're revealing more of what's in the signal, not just adding something to a simple pitch shift, because of the fact that there's a complex biology involved, that we're opening that signal up. The more it opens up, the more it seems the plants want to do. The more range you give them of expression, the more they seem to work with that range and produce an incredible deeper effects, just like there. All of a sudden I'm talking about it, and the next thing we know, the thing's boosting itself right up. You know, so there's this funny reciprocity between the plant and the operator and whatever else is going on in the room. You put on some music, all of a sudden they seem to be pegging themselves to the music. Is that a magnetic phenomena, or is that a biological phenomena? I can't say, you know, but it's wild to see it. These things are also interacting with other invisible realms. I mean, how do I know that there isn't a gnome living in that tree that's taking advantage of this to express itself, you see?
Tracks lead you out to the stars. stars.
I love you, Nora. Do you love me?
Oh, I don't know, Jeff.
You're the only girl I've dated in 2 months. We get along fine. You do love me, don't you?
I think so, but I'll have to think about it.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Ma.
Have a nice time.
I'll stay. Jeff's awfully handsome and such a smooth dancer. Mom, how can I tell if... I mean, how did you know when you were in love with Dad?
Oh, I've been in love several times before. I got so I could recognize the symptoms.
Several times?
Mm-hmm. And each time I thought I'd found my Prince Charming.
Marriage is usually a simple sum of 1 plus 1 equaling 2, but it wasn't the case for this Indian bride. The wife-to-be dumped her groom on their wedding day after he failed a simple maths test at the altar. Lovely became suspicious of her potential husband's education after meeting him for the first time in a village in northern Kanpur city. After asking him the sum of 15 and 6, she flatly refused to wed Ram Baran when he replied with an incorrect answer of 17. The girl's family claimed they had been misled by the potential suitor from the start, but Lovely says she knew something was amiss when she met him. They had showed me someone else's photo, but another person turned up. The boy neither earns nor could he solve a simple maths question. I refused to marry him. The groom's family tried to persuade her to return, but the scorned woman was having none of it. A friend said it would be difficult to get her to change her mind. She's good at her studies. She wished to get married to an educated boy. Local police were called to mediate between the families, and both sides returned all the gifts received before the occasion. It seems that picking the perfect partner may be a simple enough equation after all.
Drifting in the grade of no one already.
Most people fall in love quite a few times. I wonder if Jack knows that.
I tell you, Bob, I haven't dated any girl but Nora in 2 months. We're really in love.
Uh-huh. And you were really in love with Betty and Mary and Dallas and I don't know who else. And there'll be others, I suppose.
Oh, no. That's over with. You know, Bob, Nora's the prettiest girl I've ever known. She's just as beautiful as...
Beautiful? And you think that's all that matters?
Reality star Bruce Jenner has revealed in a TV interview that he identifies as a woman completely. The former Olympian made the declaration in an interview with ABC's Diane Sawyer, in which he stated, "For all intents and purposes, I am a woman." The 65-year-old claimed he'd been confused about gender identity since childhood and did not want to live a lie any longer.
What's the question you would ask you? What's the question?
If I were you, what question would you ask me?
Right.
Are you going to be okay? You know?
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. I hope I'm going to be okay. I feel like I'm going to be okay. 2015 is going to be quite a ride. Quite a ride.
My cherry pie, cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie. Swinging on the front porch, swinging on the lawn, swinging where we want, cause there ain't nobody home. Swinging to the left, swinging to the right. If I think about baseball, I'll swing all night. Swinging in the living room, swinging in the kitchen. Most folks don't cause they're too busy bitching. Swinging in there cause she wanted me to feed her. So I mixed up the batter and she licked the beater. Yeah, I scream, you scream, we all scream for her. Don't even try cause you can't ignore her. Such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie, yeah. She's my cherry pie. Put a smile on your face 10 miles wide. Looks so good, bring a tear to your eye. Sweet cherry pie, yeah.
Bob, did you feel this way when you fell in love with Jean?
Oh, look, I've felt that way lots of times. The trouble with you is, you don't seem to understand what love is really about. You young punks go to the movies a couple of times, do a little necking, and you think you're in love. I've never seen anything like it.
All I wanted to do was ask. You don't have to get sore about it, do you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack, but look at it this way. You just haven't been around enough to know what love really is. Believe me, it's nothing like the slush they give you in the movies.
Well, I don't know, Bob.
That's right. You don't know.
In the letter you wrote to your 16-year-old self, in The Guardian, you said, 90% of the problems that depress and bedevil gay people also bedevil straight people because they have nothing to do with sexuality and everything to do with love, the lack of it, the inequality of it, the heartaches and horrors. Famously, you remained celibate for several years. Was this because you find it hard to find love or to give it?
Yes, both, I think.
Both.
Both giving it and receiving it are very hard. To feel yourself being loved is a terrible honour. An awful privilege, as Kenneth Tynan once said. It's both a privilege and awful. And yet when it goes right, it's magnificent.
Where would that have come from?
Either the perfection of my parents' marriage, which seems unmatchable, or I fell desperately in love as a teenager, in the way one does when I was 14, 15. It shook me to pieces. I couldn't.
You were rejected, were you?
Yeah, well, I didn't even dare sort of announce myself. So it was just unrequited in any sense. Total misery. And also a kind of physical ruination. You woke up every morning with your stomach feeling as if hot lead was leaking into it, this kind of feeling of that everything was accursed.
And where are you now?
Very happy. I have a happy partner, very much in love, and pretty cheerful.
Suspect you've got a respectable side. When pushed and pulled and pressured, you seldom want to hide. But it's for someone else's benefit, not for what you want to do. Until I realize that you've realized, I'm gonna say these words to you. Yeah, you don't know what love is. You do as you're told. Just as a child, a 10 might act, but you're far too old. You're not hopeless or helpless, and I hate to sound cold, but you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told. You just keep on repeating all those empty I love yous. Until you see you deserve better, I'm gonna lay right into you. Yeah, you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told. Just as a child of 10 might act, but you're far too old. You're not hopeless or helpless, and I hate to sound cold, but you don't know what love is. No, you don't know what love is. No, you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told. Yeah.
And speaking of love, weren't you and I going to talk about that today?
Yes, we were. I've been thinking about your question, and...
Well, suppose we look at these snapshots together,
Snapshot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do they have to do with love?
Oh, I was just thinking that they might help you to understand how your capacity for love grows and develops, just as you grow and develop.
Here, look at this one. Oh, Mother, did you have to keep that? You know, in a way, you were in love even then. Every baby loves its parents for their care and protection. Of course, some people expect that care and protection all their lives. They never grow up. But it is a kind of love. Now, compare that with this picture.
Oh, that's the boy who used to live next door. My, how he did love his teddy bear.
Love? That's right. That's a kind of love, too. Possessiveness. A love for the things you own.
Some of us never get over being possessive when we're in love.
Do we? You're beginning to understand. Now, here's a snap that shows how we learn to return love by doing things for others.
A group of monks from Thai temples in Nepal and India have distributed aid to villagers affected by a powerful earthquake which struck the tiny Himalayan nation more than a week ago. This village in the northern area of the Kathmandu Valley was badly damaged by the 7.8 magnitude quake. Relief supplies given out to the villagers were quickly snapped up.
We're distributing relief supplies as much as we can gather today, but there are a lot of villages, so it wasn't enough, and there was some scrambling.
To help villagers who lost their loved ones in the earthquake, the monks also offered blessings. This 83-year-old man lost his wife on the day of the quake and received blessings from the monks. He said the village is in desperate need of supplies to rebuild homes and other buildings destroyed in the disaster.
We need bricks, cement, corrugated sheets and even water. We need water as well.
The death toll has now reached 7,566 and over 14,500 people have been injured.
Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding and peace in mind. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love, someone to love. Show the world how to get along, peace will enter when the hate is gone. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love. I lay awake nights and ponder world trouble, and my answer is always the same, that unless man put an end to this damnable sin, hate will put the world in a flame. What a shame, just because I'm in misery, I don't beg for no sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love. Just because don't beg for no sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love.
Well, what about love of our friends? Isn't that a stage of love?
Yes, I think it is. Here, look at this.
Why, that's Betty and Ellen and Anne. I took that picture with my first camera. Oh, I know. There was a time when I wouldn't look at anyone but my special friends. I guess that was a stage of love.
Yes, and boys go through a similar stage. When they stick together in gangs and won't have anything to do with girls.
We soon change that.
Now, let's see. Oh, do you remember this picture?
The captain of the football team. That was 2 or 3 years ago. He never knew how much I loved him. I guess he never knew I existed at all.
Well, we all go through crushes like that on teachers or sports stars or movie stars. Then after a while, there's a stage that some people call puppy love.
Why, that's Morris. I'd almost completely forgotten him.
Remember how important it seemed at the time?
I'll see.
And it really was important as a part of learning how to love and be loved.
I think I can tell puppy love. Oh, look, there's the couple who met at camp last summer. I certainly caught them.
Yes. And that's another stage where the physical side of love dominates. Sometimes this is mistaken for mature love, but there's a difference.
Mature love. That's a new way of thinking about it. How can you tell when love is mature?
Well, mature love is more settled. Mature love has something of the other kind of love in it and something more. It's tender, unselfish, cooperative.
When I get serious about somebody, Mom, I want to have that kind of love.
That's a good idea, dear. And if you aren't sure, you can always ask yourself some questions. Are we really interested in the same things? Do we feel at ease together? Are we proud of each other?
Thanks, Mother. I know that'll help.
I hope so, dear.
Are we really interested in the same things? Do we feel at ease together? Are we proud of each other?
If the stars fall down, will you be the kind to stick around? And if the forest starts to fall, will you be the kind to hear my call? Will you be the kind who hears my call? Been good, been bad, been hard to break. With you I feel myself soften and shake. Been good, been bad, been hard to break. With you I feel myself soften and shake. So please be good to me, and I'll be good to you. Last too long, will you be the kind to stay strong? If my spirit starts to break, will you be the kind to fix that ache? Will you be the kind to fix that ache? Been to break. With you I feel myself soften and shake. Been good, been bad, been hard to break. With you I feel myself soften and shake. So please be good to me, and I'll be good to you. Darling, you were always on my mind. 5 years, such a good start to a lifetime. Been good, been bad, been hard to break. With you I feel myself soften and shake. Been good, been bad, been hard to break. With you I feel myself soften and shake. So please be good to me, and I'll be good to you. I'll be good to you.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
So, you're trying to get pregnant and nothing is working. You've tried everything. Standing up, locking in, and spinning. But everything comes up negative. You say, it's just not meant to be. Well, give it another shot. Because the key to getting pregnant is simple. Let people know you're trying. Often. And with great detail. By constantly announcing to your friends, family, and casual acquaintances that you're trying to conceive, you dramatically increase the chances of your partner putting a brand new bun in your oven. Might seem too easy at first, just stating your attempts to procreate with all the details needed to paint the correct picture, but it works. Take me, for example. When I was trying for Lincoln, I made it a daily goal to bring up which position Hunter and I were experimenting with in every conversation I had. No matter who I was talking to, or how graphic the conversation turned. I told literally anyone I could, from teachers to babysitters to telemarketers, that I stand on my head after Hunter finishes inside me. And sharing that information really helped me conceive. With baby making constantly on our minds and the minds of everyone we came into contact with, we remained focused and committed. It's no surprise we got pregnant so quickly and easily. Plus, people like hearing about it. There's nothing to be ashamed of or hide. What your husband's unprotected penis feels like as he thrusts. How you'll whisper possible baby names in his ear as he ejaculates. These are perfectly natural things to bring up at an office party or to announce at the beginning of a flight. I've also found that it really ups your chances of conceiving if you film the copulation and mail it to the president. Well, best of luck to all the moms and soon-to-be momettes out there. Post your favorite position you use to conceive in the comments section.
Now, go find the others.com.
Is that not the greatest suicide ever? Yeah. That's the point I was making.